Welcome to Sin Honesty This Evening, the Mike Davis Show. We are very glad to have you here. Today we have to solve a mystery. You see, our normal Tuesday guest who carries the show with his boisterous sense of humor and just outgoing personality is down and out.
Down and out.
And down someone for the count. Someone poisoned Davey.
Someone did.
So who poisoned Davey? So in the comments today, we need to see, just like in the old game Clue, who you think did,
who did it. How
they did it and where they did it. And I think we have tiles. I'll give somebody that comes up with the best answer a tile. Because Pete's never here to tell me don't give away the tiles. So if you want a 904L tile from over a year ago, we're still giving those away.
Why not?
I don't know who was in charge of ordering those things, but there's like a 17 cases of them left in here in the office.
False.
Actually, I think there's like four, but we're giving them
four
away.
Left.
We are giving them away, but we need to know who poisoned Davey. Some names have been mentioned.
Yes.
And we will get to those names
suspects
after we get some ad reads. And we have a special guest in here with us today who is an expert on all things Taylor Swift. Since we couldn't get Davey, we had to get the best, next best thing.
Next best.
All right. Here we go. Carmelo's Pizzeria. They're locally owned and operated by the Tringale family, as is 123 Burger House right down the street. They're both amazing restaurants. They got great wood-fired pizzas. They serve phenomenal burgers. They got ice cream. The whole nine yards. They offer dine-in, takeout, and delivery through Bite Squad and Grubhub. The Tringale family and all of their staff would like to thank you for their business. They're great places to go eat. Go visit a local place. Go do it in the middle of the week because it's easy to get to, and the food is still amazing.
It is. It's always amazing. And what is also amazing is Powell Heating and Air Conditioning. They have been dedicated to customer service for the entire 39 years that they have been a locally owned business. And that has been evident in everything that they do from the moment they answer your call until the time they leave your home. They are working to make you comfortable and confident about the care and service you receive from Powell. With their fleet of 10 plus trucks, a 15,000 square foot warehouse stocked with parts and equipment, they are ready to serve you around the clock. Their emergency service is always open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, including nights, weekends, and holidays. They service all heating and air conditioning brands, so get your system up and running. It's about to get hot. You want to make sure that that system is running well. The team at South State Bank is a group of bankers that you can count on. Their approach to building long-term relationships with their customers is the best in the business. If you are looking for a banking relationship you can depend on, check out South State Bank. They've got three locations to serve you in St. Augustine, State Road 312, State Road 16, and the beach. Or you can visit their website at southstatebank.com. They are a member FDIC.
All right. And SolarStick, established in 2006. Don't drink anything that's like really bad right before you do that. Is a local portable power company proudly committed to American manufacturing, constant innovation, and creating jobs right here in St. Augustine, Florida. SolarStick's focus on providing solutions for self-sufficiency helps users all over the world complete missions and save lives. SolarStick, changing lives, saving lives, reviving American manufacturing right here in the nation's oldest city. They're an amazing company. They continue to grow and evolve, and Brian will be back to tell us about a new product.
Ooh, that's
right. So we got that as well. Also, the Bozarth Ford Community Update. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, City of St. Augustine, to host a Back Bay flooding workshop. It's tomorrow night, Wednesday, April the 24th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Willie Gallimore Center.
Nice.
At 399 Riberia Street. Check it out. I'm probably going to go, so I might see you there. However, I do think the good old boy network would have saved us with just this simple explanation. If you're low and it rains and a hurricane comes, you're going to flood. But some people need scientists to tell them that. So, but I'm going to go show up there. Anyway, also the Marsh Creek Women's Association is hosting Derby Day on the 4th, which should be amazing.
Yes.
And our friends at Task Force Hydro One, second annual Grand Luau, the Mark Lance Armory, May 11th, 5 to 8 p.m. Amanda and her husband, Louis, will be there. My amazing wife, Darcy, will be there. And I will be drug along in tow.
It's not drug.
No, I will be there. I am very much looking forward to being there. And also, the Florida Cabbage or Hastings Cabbage, Potato, and Bacon Festival is April the 27th and 28th in Hastings, Florida this weekend. The Bostwick Blueberry Festival is also this weekend. You can go over there and have culinary delights.
All of the delights.
Cabbage to potatoes to bacon to blueberries. Mm-hmm. All in one time.
The whole deal.
The whole nine yards. Uh-huh. And today is, according to Jack Hewitt, it's Passover.
Passover? First,
Passover's
there. All right.
Yep, first day. And it's a full moon. It's a beautiful full moon. If you did not see it this morning, you did not get up early enough. It was amazing. It set at about 6:20. I know because I was coming over the 312 bridge and I got to see it set and it was gorgeous.
When I was heading home last night, I could see it through the trees. It was beautiful.
I think moonrise is at about 8 o'clock tonight, 7:45, 8 o'clock. I'll check it in a second, but yes. Yes, Andy, you may have to skip work this weekend.
What?
And no, Andy, I'm not going to become a Swiftie. There's something called stubbornness that runs in my family. Mm. It would prevent me from venturing down that way. So
that is true.
I would be terribly, horribly bad to do that. All right. Yes. There's all kinds of news today. But remember, Davey is sick. So we need to know why Davey is sick. Mm-hmm. We need a suspect.
Yes.
We need a location. And we
drop it in the comments.
And we need him. Just drop it in there. The best comment gets something. So my personal one, I heard Troy Blevins' name mentioned.
Yes.
Do you think it's possible that Troy is guilty?
So Bobby has suspicions that Pete and Troy with a donut concoction on the stoitum is doing a number on Davey's digestional tract.
Mm. I have a different theory.
Yeah.
I think it's Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian knows what a huge Taylor Swift fan Davey is. Yeah. Apparently there's a few.
She's on a one-woman mission to it's take out all Swifties. All
the major Swiftie fans. She's starting at the top of the group. Davey, you're at the top.
All right.
And that I told him today in a text, that voodoo is some bad juju. Be careful. Look at what the Kardashians have done to all the men in their lives. Davey, be careful.
Oh, that's so... That's a scary thought.
Yes. Davey, I hope you live.
He better.
He better. And I'm not a Swiftie fan, Kim, so I'm not a part of this feud.
I'm not a Swiftie or Kardashian fan. Yeah.
All right. Davey, be careful.
Good God, sir.
Yes, Davey, we love you, man.
Yeah, so I heard rumors about some kind of donut thing this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not sit well with our friend Davey.
Well, I guess I should be grateful. There's lots of food that shows up at the morning show and at the Stoidum and the afternoon show. Mm-hmm. And rarely does the office upstairs get a call.
Yeah.
I am sometimes like, oh, I'm heartbroken. That would have been really good food.
Yeah.
However, today, very happy.
Thanks.
I'm so happy that we were not invited to that. So very, very happy.
If we're going to be poisoning people live on air, it's probably best to not get an invite to that party.
I completely agree with that. I don't want to be guilty of that. So, yes. Davey, best wishes.
Yes, rest well. Hydrate.
Hydrate. Hydrate, hydrate.
That's what he told me when I was sick. Hydration station.
Hydration. Okay, we have a guest.
We do have a guest.
Who is our guest today?
Our guest is our second biggest Swiftie fan.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. I feel like I'm a bigger fan than Davey. I just don't have the money to support it.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Those are fine words in Davey's house.
Your daughter.
My daughter.
Isabel.
Yes.
Is Isabel. Here with us today.
Yeah.
Isabel is here with us today to discuss all things Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Davey was going to be here today. This is the show of the year. To tell you how sick he is, I am talking about Taylor Swift without Davey.
Yes. Barbara Jean's going to go all Liam Neeson and Taken on whoever hurt Davey.
You go find him, Barbara Jean. Remember, if it's Pete, you can't hold back.
I don't.
Just saying, Barbara Jean.
I heard a rumor.
I'm just saying it wasn't me, Barbara Jean. I had nothing to do with it. I didn't even learn about it until 4 o'clock today.
Yeah. It was very sad. Very sad.
I was very sad and heartbroken because then I spent 40 minutes doing show prep that I wasn't going to have to do because Davey was going to be here and I was just simply going to say
Taylor Swift.
And just let him go and see all of the amazing stuff.
Turns out our Tortured Tuesday is an actual torture session for Davey.
It
is. Yep. Which spared you of the actual torture session
for a little bit. I'm all
until
in.
You then had to carry the Taylor Swift.
I got to carry the Taylor Swift show. Davey, you owe me 12 shows. Not just one, 12. How many songs are on that album?
31.
You owe me 31 shows, Davey. That's what you owe me, 31. Mm-hmm. So is it a double album? Is it a triple album? Is it just a large album?
It's a double album. So at midnight, she came out with 16 songs. And then at 2 a.m., she surprised us and posted like 15 more songs onto the album.
So were you up when the album came out?
Okay, I wasn't planning on being up, but then I got back from...
You got the stomach flu, and you just couldn't sleep.
I got back from prom at like 11:50, so I was like, might as well stay up till midnight and just listen to the album. So
she at least released it on a weekend night.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, no. Thursday night.
She released it on a weeknight?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dear God, does she have no respect for children wanting to sleep, much less their parents like me?
I don't think it's an album intended for children, personally.
I think it's fine.
Kathy, Davey may or may not have gotten food poisoning, and we are trying to figure out who was the culprit.
Yes.
So just like the old game Clue, we just need a suspect, a location, and the weapon used to deliver the food poisoning, and the winning comment gets a tile.
Yeah.
Because we're still giving away these things. We're tired of moving them around the house.
So Bobby's got the best guess so far.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Bobby, you might get yourself a tile, sir.
Be creative in your answers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Be creative. I think Bobby's the closest one, maybe.
Barbara Jean, my daughter's here, so no stripper stories today.
Barbara Jean, I owe you a gazillion. Not one, not two, not a billion, not a trillion, a gazillion. Yeah. The problem is strippers have been behaving themselves of late and their patrons, and it's hard to find stories about them.
Kathy, he was okay this morning, but I got a text around noon. And it's been a downward slide since then.
And you know he doesn't feel well?
Yeah.
Because this show was designed, scripted, scheduled for Davey to shine as Ken.
Yes.
And he just can't be here.
Yeah, I agree, Andy. Friday was a rough day. There was a lot of Taylor Swift in my house as well.
Okay.
What?
So I am not a Swiftie fan.
No.
I get that there is all kinds of people that love her. And I think she's done extremely well for herself in marketing herself. And I'm happy for her in those regards. However, I'm not going to listen. It doesn't do much for me. But I did I did kind of look up a few things today.
Yes.
So I went online. I wanted to know what some of her songs
you
were
did the Googles?
On the album. Mm-hmm. I did. I wanted to know. And apparently she's got lots of songs that might be a little bit risque.
A little saucy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about that? Is this a turn for her? Because I thought she was strictly bubblegum music.
No.
Well, it's not a turn for her, I don't feel like. With Folklore, which was like 3 albums ago, there was definitely more, I don't know, inappropriate, mature. Yeah, there's a lot more cussing and stuff than most of her other albums, but you know, it's okay. It's okay.
Sure.
She releases clean versions. Okay. It's okay.
So Isabella primarily listens to the clean versions, at least over the speakers at our house.
Yeah.
She swears she listens to the clean versions in her headphones.
I'll literally show you the playlist. None of them are explicit except for one Miley Cyrus song. So it's not Taylor Swift.
So she has a song called Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, the hesitation says it all.
Yeah.
In the whole, like, is it the worst song on there as far as language? Or is there worse songs? See, I'm getting ready to get you to confess that there's more bad songs.
There's a worse song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kathy, I thought most of the songs were dark.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a darker turn for her.
Yeah. Well, it is an album about her 6-year relationship ending. Okay. So that's why it is darker music.
But I thought she had Travis and a Super Bowl trophy and all was happy again in Taylor Swift land.
Well, she was writing this before she started dating Travis. It all the production though took long.
Like,
so
if you like
it was
language,
released.
You wait till she writes an album about Travis Kelce.
We'll see what
she
happens.
She might actually have a song about a bar and beer and bourbon. I might actually listen to that one.
Nice.
Yes, there. I guess the chorus of Florida is one hell of a drug. Florida, I could use you up. Mm-hmm. And there's even the F word in there.
Yeah, it's not her only song with the F word.
I know.
Yep.
Yeah. There's actually, speaking of Travis Kelce earlier, there's actually a song about, two songs about him, I think, in the album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's The Alchemy, where she says she touches down and that they're on a winning streak, which is like the Chiefs and the football mm-hmm. season. And then there's Touchdown, So High School.
That's a football reference, yeah, Mike.
If you didn't know.
Are we talking about soccer? Is this English Premier League?
Yeah. And then there's So High School, which is just about being in love.
Yeah. So my daughter sent my wife, Darcy, Wesley sent her from Australia the entire breakdown of the album because she is a huge Taylor Swift fan. I just got the cliff notes because I did not need the entire, you know, when Wesley texts, it's like ding, 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 ding. It's like all of these in a row. And I'm like, that's Wesley. What is it? Oh, it's Taylor Swift's album came out last night, blah, blah, blah. And she's giving. So apparently one of the songs has to do with a feud.
Oh, yeah.
Between Taylor and Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's Thank You, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And it has capital letters in it that spell out Kim in it. So, yeah.
She's so subtle. No one will ever so figure subtle. This out.
That's a frequent way that she sends her fans messages is that she writes everything in lowercase except for specific letters, and then you pull out the uppercase letters and those will spell another message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Turns out she's a bit of a manipulative person.
Taylor?
Yeah.
Is that what you think?
So it feels very calculated to me in that she orchestrates these really intense parasocial relationships, which encourage people to feel closer to her than they might actually be in reality and motivate them to spend more money on her products.
So you think it's all marketing?
Yes.
Okay.
Whether she's doing it intentionally as a marketing genius or whether it was a cute thing and it just worked out that way, you can make that decision for yourself. But yes, I think she is, it's a masterclass in using parasocial relationships to enrich herself. And that is something that Taylor Swift could be studied for.
So you would rather see Harvard study her for that than for the lyrics in her song?
I think Harvard already studies the lyrics in her song.
I think there is. Sure there is. I think there is. There's a Harvard
class. Yeah, there's a Harvard Taylor Swift class.
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Kim who? You guys are killing me today.
Kim doesn't wear purple, Barbara Jane.
No,
I'll tell you that.
Kim is not going to wear
neutral
purple.
Tone.
Very. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So, favorite song on the album. I've given you a lot of grief about the album. I'll probably give
guys,
you more grief.
I actually have like five songs that are my favorites.
Shocker.
So
well, you had 31 to pick from.
Yeah, so my favorite song, like my first, like number one, is probably The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. I really like
that
song.
Is that her ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. One of them.
See, I don't even know the album and I can figure that out.
Yeah.
Who is the ex-boyfriend?
Joe Alwyn. He's a British actor.
Now he's the smallest man alive.
Smallest man that ever lived.
Ever lived in the history
of
men.
Not even alive currently.
Tiny
that
Tim is a giant compared to him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you hate this British actor because they broke up?
Not necessarily. I just kind of, I don't know. I just don't like how he like took 6 years of her life, you know? And, like, she even admitted, though, like, some of the wounds were self-inflicted in an Instagram post. She posted, I have a lot of wounds from this that are healing. And then she was like, but they're self-inflicted, too. Like, I didn't have to stay that whole time. That's 6 years, and that's a lot, especially for women. So, like, I don't know. I just didn't like that.
You guys die so much younger than men.
No.
Not true.
No, it's just that she wants.
You do so much more dangerous jobs than men. Oh, not true.
No, it's just because Taylor Swift wants kids, and, you know, women can only have kids for a certain amount of time. So.
Taylor Swift wants kids. How old is Miss Taylor Swift?
She's 34.
Tim Cosgrove, expand your boundaries today, buddy. This is a generational thing. You're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Tim, you can have a drink every time we mention Taylor Swift. Good luck staying awake for the whole show.
Yeah.
So she's how old?
She's 34, and they started dating when she was 27, I think.
Oh, my God. He took the best years of her life and did not give her a child. The shame of it.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of a really a misogynistic way to look at a relationship. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm in it's okay. it for the kid. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It doesn't do a whole lot for female empowerment if you're upset over the fact that you had a six-year relationship that did not produce children.
Yeah.
Am I missing something, feminist well, Amanda?
That's totally how my friends describe me. I mean, there's something to be said for time wasted in a relationship. And I mean, I think that from what I hear from my daughter, she has admitted that she sort of gaslit herself into staying. But I'm sure he probably also like, when the time is right, we'll do this, that, and the other, and whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's honestly, that's one of the reasons why the research has shown that moving in with someone before you get married is a bad idea. Because if you're not moving in with the intention to get married, then you have a tendency to get stuck in an unhealthy relationship for longer than you should have allowed yourself to be stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like that's kind of what she did.
I agree with your mom right now.
That's what I did.
She's with your mom right now.
She said, yeah.
Don't say anything.
So, I mean, I think it's an interesting cautionary tale for young girls to say, like, see that, you know, maybe having similar values and actually expecting follow through on those values is an important thing to not waste time. You could take that angle on part of the story of this album.
Okay. So, how long will she spend with Travis Kelce?
Who knows?
Hopefully Travis forever. Is- They're getting married and having kids. They're going to get married. Okay, guys. I promise.
Travis is on record as saying that he needs a girl that, or the next girl he wanted to go with would be a girl that's ready to get married and have babies, that he's in that mindset. And if that's one of the reasons why Taylor Swift's last major relationship broke up, then maybe that's the mindset she's in. Maybe right time, right place. Who knows? I want people to be happy and I want them to have a happy life. So I hope that if they are right for each other, that they settle down and have happiness.
I want them to be happy too. Unfortunately, I think a four-letter word will stop them. Fame.
It's dangerous.
It's just a dangerous, mm-hmm. ugly thing. Mm-hmm. It's not mm-hmm. good for you. I keep saying that when the famous fairy comes along and sprinkles the dust on you mm-hmm. and makes you famous, mm-hmm. it's not a good fairy. It's a bad fairy. No, it's not. It's a very bad thing. Ask Elvis. Fairy. Ask them all. Ask Prince. Barbara Jean can tell you. Famous dust.
Yeah.
It messes
with
you.
There's a reason why there's the 27 Club.
Yep.
So it's a danger.
Carly Simon's song for years. You remember the song?
Yeah, You're So Vain.
You're So Vain, that's right.
You probably think the song is about you.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're so True. Vain. You probably think the song is about you. Mm-hmm. I was guilty. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like four. Of all the things you could say about Travis Kelce, you could at the very least say that he's a very brave man. Because he is walking into a relationship with a woman that will blast his business to the largest audience of females that he's ever conceived of in his life.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's a brave man to walk into that situation, eyes open and arms wide. So
Kathy makes a great point. She settles down and gets married. She may lose her content because most of her songs are about broken relationships. Right?
Okay, guys.
A lot of them
guys.
Are, but she does have.
Okay, so. Guys, when her and Joe...
Just expertness this out.
Yeah, okay, so when her and Joe Owen were dating in the beginning, she had an album called Lover, and that's when they were happy, but there's still breakup songs on that album because she was taking it from movies. She wrote a song about a movie relationship, and she wrote a song about her friends' breakups. So I think she can still write, like, sad music, and then she can also write happy music like she did on that album. Yeah.
So she'll still have a wealth of content.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? There might be a boyfriend we don't know about
Luke
yet.
Luke Combs had a great breakup song. Beer Never Broke My Heart. It's awesome. It was such an amazing song. Touched so many men.
His liver, maybe.
Beer Never Broke My Heart.
Tim, Taylor Swift, I believe is her name. Yes. Taylor Swift. T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Just text it. Just check in that you're safe at the end of the show. Yes. No, I really do think she is a marketing juggernaut.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people downloaded it, but she probably became an even bigger bazillionaire at the end of the night.
Oh, for sure.
So I think from that standpoint, she's great. I said the music doesn't speak to me. Mm-hmm. Breakup songs with dudes is not something I want to hear about. So,
I mean, if you were in a relationship with a dude,
it's just not something I want to hear
about. My
guess
is you would want to break
it's
up.
It's just not what I want to hear about. I mean, I get that there's a market out there for that. Mm-hmm. It's just not my market.
Yeah. So. I mean, I listen with an open mind and an open heart to be supportive of my daughter, but mm-hmm. I do have some moments where I'm like, really? This is what we're singing about. Really?
Well, I got to tell you, I would let the kids pick whatever station they wanted to listen to in the car. Mm-hmm. We had XM radio, so there's a whole host of genres that you could listen to. And almost all the kids when they were going to high school were into rap music. I'm not a big rap music fan. Mm. It's not the genre that I like listening to.
You're not big into gangster rap?
There's a lot of people that do. So I would always tell them they could listen to it until something inappropriate came on in the song. At which time I would turn the station to what I wanted to listen to.
Yeah.
So most of the time it was about 30 seconds or a minute. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'd be smart and turn it down.
Yeah.
And then turn it back up. But they had to really kind of pay attention. So one day to prove my point, I turned from a very inappropriate song to one of the 80s stations on Sirius.
And turns out it was not appropriate either.
It was AC/DC Highway to Hell. And I got thinking to myself, I said, you know, I'm giving these kids a really hard time about their music, but I'm sure the Sisters of St. Joseph were not happy when all the kids were playing Highway to Hell as they were leaving the parking lot on a Friday afternoon.
As they're leaving catechism class.
As we're leaving the end of the year mass and cranking out AC/DC Highway to Hell. So, every generation has that music that's a little bit on the edge because that's where you're at.
Well, there's a whole set of reels right now where it's people my age who are actually listening to the words of the songs that we all sang loud and proud as children and realizing what those songs are actually talking about.
Yes.
So those are kind of funny reels if you want to go down a click hole.
Darcy was in therapy for a long time about Afternoon Delight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As a kid, she's like, there's all these songs that have come.
It's just
like,
an ice cream party in the afternoon,
just
right?
It's an ice cream party in the afternoon.
It's just
that's
hanging
it.
Out.
Yes, that's all it was. So there's just a lot of songs out there that they made it on the radio. Mm-hmm. And you're like, how?
I gotta
how did
say,
that make it?
I kind of appreciate the era where people had to be incredibly creative with the double entendres. It's a little more fun to listen to those songs than it is to listen to some of the songs that are out now.
Yeah.
Like I like the top 40 station, but there's like this one Nicki Minaj song and it's not very appropriate. So whenever it comes on,
that would be all Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, that's all Nicki Minaj songs. But there's a lot of times that I have to turn it down when you're in the car, Mom.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say any of the names of her songs on the show.
Yes.
that's probably true.
I'm not for censorship, but I don't want to be censored because you're giving out those names.
Yeah.
And I also don't want to become a meme like Ben Shapiro in reading the
that is so funny.
Lyrics. I don't desire to become a meme. You've seen that, right?
No, I haven't, nor do I wish to watch.
So Ben Shapiro is going on a tirade about the song WAP. And so in order to illuminate his audience, he reads through the lyrics. And that became like a soundbite that's gone viral and has been memed. People put it to music so that it's actually like him rapping the song. Because he does say all of the words except for, you know, the ones that he spells out or says like P word. So it's pretty funny. If you haven't seen any of those are funny videos also.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's kind of what you're trying to prove a point, but you just become a caricature of yourself,
yes.
A caricature of yourself.
Yeah.
And Ben did that.
And then Ben made what it was Billboard number one, I think, on the rap charts with Tom McDonald.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So that
have you heard their
the
song? It's so good. It's so funny.
So Tom McDonald is a anti-establishment rapper. He produces, he writes all of his own stuff. He produces all of his own stuff. His girlfriend produces his videos, and he frequently goes viral. He's an anti-woke rapper. And so as a joke, I guess he reached out to Ben Shapiro, and Ben Shapiro was okay with it. And so they collaborated on a rap song that
kind of like the rapper a few years ago that teamed up with Billy Ray Cyrus. He released a rap song that was supposed to be country. They said, you can't do it. Really, basically, because you're black and you're a rapper. And then Billy Ray Cyrus reached out and they remixed it and released. I think it went to number one.
Were you talking about Lil Nas X?
Yes, probably. I don't know this.
The Old Town Road?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Lil Nas X.
Thank you very
much. Lil Nas X is
to work with experts.
Is rather controversial for lots and lots of reasons.
I am sure that they all are. Mm-hmm. And when I say all, I mean all of these artists, right?
He's the one that went viral with the blood Nikes. Other things.
Yeah. Okay. Barbara Jean is throwing all kinds of lyrics out there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Keep throwing the lyrics. Keep giving them. Okay. Yeah. Anything else on Taylor Swift? Is the album going to be her greatest album ever, or is that the next album she releases?
Where would you rank it in her?
Goodness, guys, that's like a lot of albums.
It's like picking your favorite child.
Too many in my mind, but go ahead.
Probably my favorite right now. Probably because there's just like relatable lyrics in it, and it's new.
It's also new.
Yeah, it's also new.
Yes.
Yeah.
The novelty.
Before this album, what was your favorite album?
I don't know. Probably like Evermore, which is one of her COVID albums, or Midnight Cell, which is her 2022 album.
But do you also believe her debut album doesn't get enough praise?
Yeah, it does not. The debut one's so good, but a lot of people are like, it's country. It's not what she is now, but I think it's great. And it should have a place on the Eras Tour. It doesn't.
The first album is not in the Eras Tour?
It's not. It's so sad.
Do you want to know why?
I know why.
Because one day she will release it. It'll be on the 50th anniversary when she needs another $50 gazillion.
Who will release it?
No, it'll be Taylor's version.
I'm trying not to say the name because I'm
Taylor
afraid.
Taylor Swift's name?
I'm afraid Tim is going to get too many small sips of something into it.
It'd be like the day we played trivia and Troy said he would take a drink for every time his son missed a question.
Blake tanked every question. It was the greatest one yet. It was awesome.
Troy did fantastic. Turns out he's better at trivia sloshed.
Bobby, that is a phenomenal Weird Al Yankovic parody that should have happened.
Oh, Weird Al Yankovic with WAP. That would have been perfect.
He was so good. He was so much fun to watch what he would do with a song.
He's such a smart dude. Have you ever just heard him in an interview just talk like just... He's funny. He's smart. I think he's hilarious.
You have to be a lyrical genius. Mm-hmm. To be able to do what he does, to take a song and then be able to spin that into a completely different tune with the same music. I mean, that I can't even sing a regular song, and or much less make one up. And he can do all of that. I mean, I think he's very talented.
But also to be able to reach out to these artists and get them to agree to him doing parodies.
Not all of them agree.
So the Coolio one, he got approval, but Coolio didn't know what he was approving. And so I think Coolio's people more approved that one. And Weird Al found out later that Coolio wasn't too pleased with it. But the die was cast at that point.
The funny thing is,
R.I.P. Coolio.
How do you trust your people? Yeah. To approve something from a guy that's, maybe he just came as Al Weird Yankovic, Al. But if he came as Weird Al, the contract said Weird Al wants to use it, right? Or Weird Al calls.
Who knows what his corporation's called?
Should we look into this guy whose first name is Weird, or did that like make him cooler? And they're like, oh, he's weird. This guy will be fine.
Do you think Coolio wasn't rocking out to Weird Al records?
No.
Come on.
No, no way.
Come on.
No way he was listening to Fat. He just wasn't.
There's so many hilarious songs.
There's great songs by him. Have you heard the Star Wars parody one?
I was a very picky eater, and so my parents would sing Just Eat It a lot to me because they were frustrated and they wanted me to eat my vegetables. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had so many good parodies.
Fantastic.
They were good.
Yes.
He was
funny. I have introduced my kids to them, and they've rolled their eyes, but he's a lyrical genius, and I don't care.
Yes. Yep. All right. Yes. Any other Taylor Swift news that you would like to discuss before we begin to move on to adult topics? Excuse when I say me? Adult, I mean just stuff that people care about over the age of... No, I'm just kidding. Over the age of 18, not counting Davey.
I don't think there's any more Taylor Swift news.
No more news. No. If you had a prediction on her and Travis Kelce getting married, when do you think it will happen?
I have no idea.
She wants an engagement this year. Let's be real. She wants an engagement this year.
I'm going to give you the prediction. This is the Davey Hartsoul prediction. They will get engaged on opening day of the NFL football season.
No way.
The wedding will be after they win another Super Bowl, and she has performed at halftime of the Super Bowl, thereby taking up an entire NFL season with the planning of the wedding culminating in them having the wedding on the field after them.
Zero personally, chance. I would not want to get married on a football field, but that's just me.
You also would not smell Travis Kelce's towel, which was a weird moment.
So nasty.
Did she smell his towel?
There's a moment after one of the wins, and they're hugging on the field, and he was, you know, drying himself off with a sweat towel, and someone caught video of her holding the towel to her nose and taking a deep whiff of his pheromones.
No.
That was, must be love.
Must be love. It must be love.
If you've ever smelled someone after a really hard football game, that must be love.
It must be love. It must be love. Mm-hmm. All right. We could go lots of places.
Lots of places.
We have an Arizona rancher who was charged with murder for shooting people trespassing on his property.
Okay.
That trial came to a conclusion this week. Okay. We have Alec Baldwin news.
Oh.
Which is always kind of good. We have Rachel Maddow as a courthouse reporter. I know. How good could that be?
I'm going Alec Baldwin.
You're going Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
So I don't have the video. You guys can look it up and watch it because we don't share a lot of this stuff. And Amanda does a great job of finding stuff on the fly.
Yep.
But Alec Baldwin was in like a coffee shop in New York. So many funny and both inappropriate things in the video. So he's in there by himself. He has no entourage with him. And apparently some nuisance reporter who is a viral person who posts was harassing him and wanting him to say anti-Semitic things. And then when he wouldn't, started harassing him about being involved in the shooting on the set of Rust. It got really ugly. And I am not an Alec Baldwin fan.
I am not. Right?
I'm not. I
did see him speak at my college.
I just don't enjoy some of the things that have followed around about him. Some of the things he has said. And I have no idea what happened on the Rust set. And I typically we refrain from commenting on things until cases are over. Right. So, but watching him get just harassed by this person, it's like that. This is just wrong. So then I guess the barista that was in there working comes over to kind of intercede between the two of them after a couple of minutes of this.
Yeah.
He's wearing a mask. And I'm like, dude, it's so not that year anymore. You don't need to do that.
Okay.
Right? If Baldwin tries to get the agitator to leave the shop so he can get his coffee.
Is it a woman that's yelling at him?
It is a woman that's yelling at him. He eventually slaps the phone out of her hand. Now, I have to tell you. He put up with this for a good minute, 2 minutes or something. I have no idea.
That's a bold move by her. If you know anything about Alec Baldwin, he has a history of going after people that annoy him in public. So,
and you know she wanted that to happen.
She saw the riding bottom ticket.
She wanted. She was trying to incite that. He was trying to. And so I just think it's just a statement on kind of where we are in a country today when you decide that's how I'm going to harass people.
Yeah.
That's how I want to be. I just think that's horrible.
I don't love that about our society right now. And I also don't love this outfit. What in the world is she wearing?
Something provocative, I'm sure.
It's like boxer shorts and a bra with something written on it.
I'm sure.
I don't, that's.
Is she being escorted out?
He appears to be pulling her out.
He who?
Alec Baldwin.
Oh. Well, there's a good lawsuit. He doesn't have any of those going on in his life right now.
Baldwin appeared to have snatched crackhead Barney's. This is the name of the person.
I'm sure that's who it is.
Crackhead Barney's phone out of her hands before the irate Emmy winner left. Okay. So this is, I'm assuming, some internet famous person.
Somebody that we don't know anything about.
Yeah.
Crackhead Isabel Barney's. Is not saying anything about this person, so we assume that Taylor Swift has never written a song about
her. She might now. I mean, Alec Baldwin's lost some weight.
Kathy, yes, on all of your comments. Anger, ego, and narcissism, yes.
Yeah, this is... Yeah. This is a look, guys. You want me to show people this or?
Nah.
You
can look it up.
Look it up for yourself. Crackhead Barney versus Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin, yeah.
In a scuffle. I'm just trying to figure out what. I don't want to stare at this woman's chest like this, but I'm trying to figure out what a bra says.
That doesn't make you a bad person.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Makes you a reporter.
Doesn't the people make you want a to bad know. Person. Yeah, so when I saw him speak at my college, he was talking about, I guess someone asked him from the audience if he had any projects coming up. And he went on this like, well, when you get to be a certain age, you know, I have all kinds of ideas and I bring them to producers and they're all like, that's a great idea that we'll cast some 20-year-old in. And so he was fighting very hard to be in front of the camera on, was it 40 Rock or 50 Rock, whatever that show was that he was in with Tina Fey.
I think it was 40 Rock.
So that was what
but
he was.
But I don't quote me on that because I never watched a single episode or ad of that forever.
He was, so I watched like the first episode or the first couple of weeks of it and was like, yeah, this ain't for me. But that was what was in development and he was very annoyed 30 Rock. That he was very annoyed that all the producers wanted him behind the camera and they wanted to cast some young buck in the place of the character that he was trying to cast for himself. I don't know. Kathy's saying 40 Rock.
I'm going to trust Kathy because I never watched
somewhere in the Tens family.
Yeah, I did not.
And it's the address of their, I guess, studio in Rockefeller Center. I don't know. Something like that. We need Davey. We need our NYC
Where's
guy.
Where's Davey when you need him?
Right? I mean, he seemed very arrogant in that conversation. He had a lot to say about nuclear power in that discussion as well.
Oh, the stuff that's the cleanest power on the planet. That stuff? Okay.
Which he actively fights against. And so.
Thanks, Alec. That's why we can't have
and
nice
until
things.
His pithy answer
that's a Taylor
was,
Swift lyric.
Called out. Oh,
wow. Mighty just went to hell in a handbasket.
His statement was that until he can be promised that nuclear power has zero accidents, he will not support nuclear power. I'm like, what can you promise in this entire world?
I tell you what, I'll support Westerns until you can prove that there's no accidents on set.
Right?
Too soon?
I mean, maybe that means he's not allowed to produce anything anymore.
Yeah, it's too soon. Maybe I should. You know. Yeah.
Kathy says 30 Rock.
30, right? Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. So I didn't get a great vibe from him when he came to speak.
You read the room correctly.
He's very pompous, very arrogant. He thought very highly of himself.
Yep.
He loved it when people asked questions about him running for office soon.
Kenny's got Troy Poison Davey. Kenny, you need to give us a location and a weapon used
with
to
what?
Poison Davey. Yep. Yeah. What did he poison Davey with and where? Yes. So we all know that if Pete had been poisoned, it would have been on the carousel.
By a couple of realtors.
We all know the location and who would have done it to
Husband and wife realtors.
No.
What would they have used to poison him?
I don't know.
A Celsius. Tainted Celsius.
Did you see the video I sent you guys of the potential billboard today?
No.
You did? No one reads email anymore.
You sent it to email. I see an old lady email. That's the only email I have from you.
There's two pictures in there.
Yes.
So scroll down on the email.
Yeah.
Read the rest of the joke.
I couldn't get to the whole joke. I was in a meeting.
Okay.
I just saw the old ladies, and then I scrolled down and saw a lot of tatas and decided that's probably not something we're showing today on
no,
the show.
No, we're not showing that. Davey overdosed on sugar. Entirely possible.
Tried to see what was on Crackhead Barney Amanda, and now I'm beyond legally. I told you, I'm not trying to look.
Bobby, don't look at the sun.
There's a lot to see. There's definitely a lot to see.
Yes.
And I know the word you is on lefty.
Yes.
That's all I know. I can't figure out. I'm guessing what's on righty, but I can't confirm if that's what's on righty.
Yeah. All right. Rachel Maddow?
Rachel Maddow.
Rachel Maddow.
Someone who doesn't have the problem of having enough material to write messages that people can't read on her bra.
So, again, you have to take this into context. This is the woman that held up.
I think
up.
I just damaged Mike, making him think of Rachel Maddow's chest.
I never knew she wore one. She held up the paper and said, I have Trump's tax returns.
Uh-huh, she right? didn't.
Which she had less in her hand than we found in Geraldo Rivera's Al Capone vault, right?
I thought we were about to make another bra joke.
No, no, I was not about to make another one. One yeah. was quite sufficient.
So not a reliable source.
Not in my mind a reliable source, and not somebody in my mind that is a smart source on some of the things. If you have a tax return that shows that someone paid taxes, yes. you're saying he cheated, although he paid taxes. It just doesn't, it's not, you would think you would have looked at it and you would have had somebody who was a tax expert look at it before you went on the news and try to convince people you had something that you didn't have, of which somebody released it illegally to you. Which if you release someone's diary illegally that might have been related to the president, you'll serve jail time.
Raided, yeah.
I think this IRS person did get some jail time for this, which was kind of shocking. But
well, if I was the IRS and watching that show and be like, she thinks those are tax returns, we're definitely auditing her.
Kathy's got a bad avocado for Davey.
Bad avocado?
Mm-hmm. That's a bad thing. You don't want a bad avocado.
I'm allergic to avocados.
Avocados are good.
Not for me.
Oh, they're good. Right, so Rachel Maddow somehow found her way Monday into the courtroom where Donald Trump is on trial.
Accidentally?
I got it. No, she wanted to be there. And I have to know why you would want to be there. A courtroom, I had to serve on a jury. It's not fun to go through those proceedings. They're long, they're tedious. There's no Law and Order moments.
It's not Matlock.
It's not Matlock, right? There's none of that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So anyway, she was there. These are her purely subjective observations.
Of course.
Okay.
This She's is the her, most subjective woman I've
these
ever
really
seen.
Are. These really are. The courtroom is bare bones and inelegant. Again, it's not Law and Order. It's
Aren't
not
you
Perry
a
Mason.
Taxpayer in New York? You're the one funding that.
It has unflattering lighting. Think the DMV office with a high ceiling. I mean, really, you
government offices
all day, and this is the first thing you want to tell me is what the lighting was like.
Point one and two. This setting is crap.
Yeah, the courtroom doesn't smell good. Think old soup and stale breath. Fortunately for me, I haven't had old super stale breath in a while, so I don't know really what those are like. But maybe you have some things you need to get off your chest.
This is...
That was the joke.
There was the jokes. That's the joke.
There it was.
Tim, Taylor Swift.
yes.
I think we would have gotten better observations from Taylor Swift.
We would have gotten better observations from just about anybody. Mm-hmm. The overall atmosphere, I would describe as tense. You have a courtroom where they are trying to convict the president of the United States on a crime that he didn't commit. Yes, that courtroom is tense.
Have you ever been in a courtroom that isn't tense outside of like adoption finalizations?
Yeah.
Like every courtroom is tense.
The police officers in the courtroom are working very hard, and they appear to be very stressed.
Oh, my word.
The judge in the case is soft-spoken and has a pleasant voice. Seriously?
Isn't the judge female?
The prosecutor speaks just like Seth Meyers when Seth is not telling jokes. Maybe I'm showing some favoritism here, right? The judge is soft-spoken. The prosecutor speaks like Seth Meyers. Trump looks a lot older than he used to be. I mean, seriously, could we, the last three, can we just throw...
Rachel Maddow.
Can we just throw some biasness in there, right? Can we literally just throw that in and go, okay, here we go.
Come on, Rachel.
I mean, that's the best you can come
word.
Up with. It seems to me, again, my purely subjective tape...
Live
that
tweeting?
Trump seemed miserable to be there, which is why you bloody well went to the trial. You wanted to see him miserable. You wanted to see him close to jail, which the thing that's as a reporter that you should be shocked about is that somebody's rights may be being violated here. That somebody may be railroaded into jail. When the left quit worrying about people going to jail for the wrong reason, shocks the heck out of me. I don't know when it was, but I remember as a kid, the left was always trying to find a reason for you they're not to go to jail. Now they're always trying to put somebody in jail. Oh, how the wheels have turned.
That depends.
You're
it depends on what protest they're attending.
Correct. And what art form they're engaged in.
Yes.
And if it includes, what kind of cheese was
Parmesan
that?
Cheese.
Thank you. That kind
Parmesan
of cheese.
Parmesan cheese and drywall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're going to stress these former. She goes through a lot of stuff in here.
She's great. Chris is Sarah Palin.
Good God.
Maybe Trump would be in a better mood if he had called Chris Lucero Bill Bond.
If Chris Lucero had been called, that's one hell of a bond, buddy.
How long before we get Chris Lucero sponsoring this show?
Yes, Chris Lucero should 100% be sponsored.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the Trump trial and the fact that he should have had a good bail bondsman the entire
time. Exactly, Chris Lucero Bill Bond.
I know. It just, the fact that she is the one somehow giving this, that people would listen to her or watch her, amazes the heck out of me.
Where did she give these?
MSNBC. I'll go anywhere to get news that we can talk about.
That is all right.
I went to a dark place. Darker than Taylor Swift's latest album.
Tim's going to be so schnockered by the end of this.
Tim, you are not making it to work tomorrow, buddy.
There's a rocket launch, but I don't know if Tim's going to make it.
No, Tim's not going to make it. Tim is 100%. In other news, Michael Rappaport. Do you know who Michael Rappaport is?
Isn't he that comedian guy that really, really hated Trump?
He really, really, really hated Trump.
Really super duper hated Trump.
He has a confession out now that voting for Trump is on the table.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And the Hodge twins, who are great, they had a guest on. They were kind of giving him a little
Keith
bit of,
and Kevin.
A little bit of crap over it.
Did they interview him?
No, they had another, the New Jersey gym owner was on.
Okay.
So, guy that's up in that general area, 617 rocket launch. I will be catching that on the way home, looking south, not paying attention to any traffic. Get out of my way!
I'm going
to
be doing my producery stuff after, so I'll probably miss it.
Yeah.
But take a picture of it.
So, they gave him a little bit of grief. They're also like, man, we have to figure out a way to give some of these people grace that come back to reality.
Yeah.
We still got to give them a hard time. So, they're trying to figure out where the
balance.
How much hard time can you give somebody while at the same time being grateful that they finally have seen the light? And the guy they were interviewing was the guy that owned the gym that New Jersey kept trying to shut him down. And he just said, I'm going to be open, right? I'm going to be open. I'm going to continue to be open, which I think the guy, and then he actually, they asked him, what happened to you after that? He said, well, I ran for office, which I didn't realize how bad it was on both sides. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. It's nasty. I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
He said, that was an eye-opening experience for me.
Yeah.
He said, I walked into that and it was just bad.
So did he get elected?
No, he did not.
Yeah.
He did not. No, because you can be a folk hero.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean the political establishment wants you embedded with them.
Yeah.
You're not one of their kind.
How long before Taylor Swift tries to run for office, Tim?
She would win.
She would win.
What's her
she
name?
Would,
again?
Yeah, that's a
say her name.
Taylor Swift would win.
There you go. Tim, you're welcome. Tim, you have to text us approximately how many drinks you had during this show. I know you tuned in and you thought this is not going to be fun for me, but we found a way to make this show fun
Torture
for you.
Torture Tuesday, Taylor Swift drinking game.
That's right. All right, we've got the morning shows back on, maybe with or without Davey. We hope that he's feeling better tomorrow.
We hope he's feeling better.
Davey owes us 31 shows.
So we should show us that.
Apparently, we didn't say it enough times.
Taylor Swift would be so disappointed in you.
I know. But we'll have that in the morning. There'll be an afternoon show, hopefully, if Davey's back.
Yes.
We do hope Davey feels a whole lot better.
We do.
Because he's a happy guy, and being unhappy as a happy guy is an unhappy thing for a happy guy.
Mm-hmm.
Unhappy for an unhappy person is just normal.
Hey.
What did you just do, Boomer?
For some reason,
this has happened like
three times where if my computer goes to sleep, then it unmutes itself once it's asleep. It's the weirdest thing.
For the record, my phone was on silent the entire show.
No, it was not.
Yes.
He went into the live stream when we were getting live and his sound was on and I had to tell him to turn his sound off.
Well, that's when we were going, not on the show.
I can't help it if my computer unmutes itself when it goes to sleep.
I know.
What am I supposed to do? It's asleep.
You know whose phone's been silent the whole time?
The one that doesn't connect to phone service?
I've gotten a bunch of texts, but no one.
So you say
no
that thing just automatically starts talking on
it
now?
It unmuted when it went.
There's a way to fix that. You go into the settings and you turn it to a mail laptop. Then it doesn't say anything ever.
That's crazy.
Clearly, that is not Rachel Maddow's problem.
That is not it. Okay, I think we've insulted just about everybody today.
Maybe.
My work here is almost done.
You know who we didn't insult enough?
You guys have an amazing night, and we will be back tomorrow.
Enjoy your drinks, Taylor Swift. Yep.